Last night, the Capitals came storming out of the gates. And Mike Modano, at 9Modano on Twitter, we all follow him, Hockey Hall of Famer, Stanley Cup champ, tweeted this. Enjoy these two home games because this is over in five for Capitals. A couple hours later, Leafs are winning in overtime, and Joe Bowen had this to say on the game-winning goal call.
Marner lets it go, goes to Bozak, onto the boards and back to the point. It comes to Morgan Riley. Dished off on the far side for Bozak. Centering pass, scores! Scores! Tyler Bozak! Holy mackinaw, the Leafs have won it! Tyler Bozak deflects the shot past Holtby! Hey, Mike Modano, there's going to be at least six games!
Joe Bowen used his platform to call out Mike Modano's tweet. When you know it, Mike Modano joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm good. If he wins an Emmy, he should give me a little praise for that call.
Absolutely, you inspired the call, no doubt about it. Listen, it's all in fun. We actually had a member of the Orlando Magic tweeted something against the Raptors last year when they were down to Cleveland, and they came back to tie it, so he came on the show, same deal. But what a series. Listen, I thought the same thing as you. It's 2-0 Caps. They looked at the Cup champs, and this young Leafs team just wouldn't go away.
Well, I was like you said, I watched the first 10, 12 minutes of the game, and I'm thinking, I thought Washington was all over them. I think Toronto was probably – they looked – a little bit like deer in headlights trying to find their way. And then, I switched on Trolls for my Twins for a little bit, and I come back and for the hockey game back on. It's going in overtime. But I did catch the awesome Matthews goal. That seemed to be a little bit of a tide change for them as well. And then they killed off that 5-on-3. I thought that was huge. And then they got another power play after that, Washington, I think, and didn't score on that. So those two opportunities, that 5-on-3, that kill, then they got the fans going, and then it was all over. I think then it just looked like Washington was really in a panic mode and feeling a little pressure and some stress. And then, of course, having the regular season that they had, there's a ton of pressure on them guys to see if they can get to the finals. But, boy, they got they got their hands full now.
As if you really turned on Trolls after you sent that Maple Leafs troll tweet.
Hey, before bedtime, Trolls is the go-to, so it calms the kids down somehow. And, without Trolls, they don't sleep. So that's my intermission for the night.
Mike Modano joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. It's Andrew Walker. It is Ben Ennis. I agree with you. I think that third period, when they did not score in the 5-on-3 earlier, you could just see the Leafs playing loose and them just getting into the Capitals' heads and playoff pressure. It's such a thing, and unless you've been there, you don't realize it. At what time in your career did your Stars teams finally just put the pressure behind you?
Boy, it's hard to say because, you're talking pre-rule changes in 99, 2000, and even 98. So you're talking, the rule changes before that. So back then, I mean, you could pretty much get away with murder out there and hacking and cross-checking and obstruction and hooking and things like that. So you generally kind of built our team towards that. Our defense were all that nature. We had big guys, Hatcher, Luds, Mafichuk, Chambers, big heavy guys. And we had two lines of guys that could check. And then we had a couple lines that could score, but check as well. So we were really built for playoff hockey. And that's really kind of what, I take a look at Washington and they have great regular seasons and they have skill and they win games different ways throughout the season. Holtby doesn't play a lot of games, so they get some wins from their other goalies. But boy, when it comes to crunch time in the playoffs and you got to play a defensive minded kind of structured game, which Babcock obviously is very familiar with, and you put your guys in the right positions to perform, and they got some young, enthusiastic young guys that are just having a ton of fun, it backfires, and you kind of see it happening to Washington a little bit. But, if your team doesn't, understand that system of how to win and how to win those tight games throughout the regular season, and you try to implement that in your game, I think you're just really kind of – you're going to be in trouble.
Austin Matthews scores his first playoff goal last night. His early career is following a similar script to yours. You were a rookie in 89-90, so you're 19, 20 years old. 29 goals, 75 points. Then you score your first playoff goal, you know, with the Wild in those 1990 playoffs. Do you see similarities? He scored 40 this year. It's a heck of a number in 2017.
It's amazing. I think it has really been fun to watch. I think his whole, his demeanor, his way he's kind of approached the game, his preparation. Boy, it's really been amazing to watch. It's great for, you know, American kids to kind of see someone come from, obviously, Arizona to kind of flourish in a hotbed like Toronto, which is amazing, amazing fans and atmosphere. So to kind of go in there into a tough situation to help turn around an organization, I think he's done it. He's handled it amazingly. And there's a ton of guys in that organization who played in the past who've kind of, you know, I could see them helping with that transition and trying to handle some of that pressure. But all he has to concern himself with is just kind of preparing to play, stay in great shape, train hard, practice hard. All the other stuff is going to take care of itself. And he's really kind of showed that this year. But boy, he's got, he's fun to watch. He does a lot of things well. And it's amazing that, you'll see him even get better and better as those years go on and he gets stronger and more confident and kind of really his ability is just is amazing. So it's fun to watch.
Do you remember your first playoff goal? What was that moment like for Austin last night?
You know, I'm sure it's great. You know, it's a little bit of relief. I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, but personal pressure. You want to go out there. You want to do well. You want to help the team win. You know, game threes are very tough. It's always a big critical game in a series that, you know, you can really kind of turn the momentum one way or the other. So it was good. It was probably more of a monkey off the back just to kind of go out there and relax and play and get that first one out of the way. And then you can kind of settle in. So, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more pressure packed nights coming in his career, but the earlier you can get him out of your career, earlier in your stage, in your life, it's going to be better for the team and that for him down the road.
Hall of Hockey Hall of Famer Mike Modano joins us on the Andrew Walker Show. It's Andrew Walker and Ben Ennis.
18 hours ago from @9 Modano. Figures it takes an American to get the Maple Leafs back in it. You're just inviting it, right? Like you're not reading the replies on that.
Just commit to it at this point.
I know. I think I hit a nerve. So that's how passionate Canadian fans are. So they're, you know, sometimes you just get a little bit of a kick out of it and you kind of get them going, but, I got them going. So it's fun. They love hockey and they love their home team. And Toronto is just itching for some success. And you know, they want to get back to that, some successful playoff run. So if I can get them going, I'm happy to help.
I grew up out west, and you played your hockey in Prince Albert in junior, and then, of course, I always found myself going to Rexall Place or then Sky Reach Center, so I saw a lot of Mike Modano come into that barn and knock off the hometown Oilers each and every year in every series save for the one. Now, like Don Cherry always used to say this, and I don't know if it's just a loser's refrain, but they were always wonderful series, and Edmonton took a lot out of you, and then they said, hey, any year where you guys didn't go deep, it's because the first round was so tough. Was that a thing? Like, is Washington, even if they come back and win this series, are they already a little bit screwed?
It's hard to say, but yeah, I mean, you always look at the first round as always. There's always an upset that happens. It never fails. You know, someone gets caught out of surprise. And, you know, that was our case with Edmonton. We knew we were in more of a dogfight than putting numbers up on the board. We knew we were going to get beat on. We're going to physically, it was just a battle every night. We knew going into Edmonton, we were just, you know, we had tried to have eyes behind our head because we knew guys were going to try to take our heads off. And we're skating practically for our lives out there. So, it was a physically draining series, and we always said to ourselves, you know, the quicker we can get this thing over with these guys, the better. If it goes six or seven games, that's not in our favor,
right?
You know, physically and everything that it entails. So we always wanted to make a quick series out of it, but even if it did, the years we did, it was always, you know, you came out of there thinking, God, we need a couple days off just to kind of lick our wounds and kind of get ready for the next series. Cause boy, the crowd was brutal. They were tough. And you know, the whole thing, about it was, very familiar with what Washington's going through too. So now you lose game three. You got to sit in Toronto for a couple of days. You got to see it on TV. You got to read it everywhere 24/7. There's nowhere to hide in that town. And, you know, so you have to, you know, you kind of hunker down together and kind of figure out, hey, we got to better. We got to find a way to just be patient, better structurally defensively, good things with the puck. And eventually, hopefully, you think your offense will take over.
See, you knew you were a good player, a likable player, when I don't even, like, maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't even feel that you were hated in Edmonton. You killed them, but you were fun to watch. They hated Hatcher. We hated Mike Keane. Oh, my God. Mike Keane, the 1 year you win, I think it was in a sweep, and Mike Keane is on the glass as you guys are walking off, and he's, like, yelling at people. It's home. Go over. Like, go home. It's the series is done now. Those guys drive you crazy. Anyway.
Yeah. They would just feed off the fans and they would get them going. And we'd be always like, hey, calm down. Don't wake the Giant up. Just kind of let them sleep. Don't get them all worked up. And, you know, cause they're going to come after us. They're not going to come after Mike Keane or Brian Skrulin or those guys. They're going to come after us. So, you know, we always knew there was a bullseye on our back, but, we never tried to agitate anybody or get the fans going or the other team and give them, you know, locker room quotes or whatnot to kind of get them going. So we always thought, you know, less is better. Obviously with Hitch, you know, he was a big advocate of that. You know, don't say much to kind of get anything going. Let's just worry about ourselves, focus on what we're doing, and then, you know, not try to feel like we're battling against a whole city and a whole team and the refs and that whatnot. So just keep it simple and, you know, let the score in the series speak for itself.
Hey, enjoy the playoffs. Enjoy the trolls, both Twitter and otherwise with the kids. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. All right, guys.